This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
An Australian nurse has returned from working with Ebola patients in Sierra Leone is being tested for the deadly virus after going down with a slight fever.
A British man with symptoms of the Ebola virus died in Macedonia on Thursday, and authorities said they had sealed off a hotel where he stayed.
Now in Spain, three more people have been quarantined at a hospital in Madrid after a nursing student there became infected.
The governor signed an order today making it possible to isolate anyone who may have come into contact with this disease.
This is a fluid and heterogeneous epidemic. It's changing quickly, and it's going to be a long fight. I will say that in the 30 years I've been working in public health, the only thing like this has been AIDS. And we have to work now so that this is not the world's next AIDS.
Wow. You hear that? I went to Seattle, and look out. The Ebola thing didn't go away. Now they're declaring it to be the new AIDS. Was that Tom Frieden from CDC again?
Indeed, your favorite.
Yeah, he's become, you know, my favorite. Anybody who had CDC, they end up getting picked on here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because they've earned it. They deserve it. And if he's saying it's like AIDS, that's very telling. Because what is AIDS? AIDS was a mock-up based on a retrovirus that was never isolated, that can't be tested for, but that increased the budget and importance of a federal agency that never met a vaccine it didn't want to promote. That never met a drug it didn't want to like. And in the meantime, keep the toxicologist at bay downstairs in the basement, hidden away from the rest of the world, because they might actually acknowledge that there's something else at play here with what they're calling Ebola. Now, we, Super Donner, we want to, by the way, thank you and TMB for hosting yesterday while I was flying. That was a long day. I couldn't even, I was hoping to call you guys when I arrived, but I literally landed just as the show was ending. I hope it all went well.
Oh, yeah, indeed, it did go well. I had a couple of great guests, and we, you know, it's funny, whenever you leave the seat empty and go somewhere, and yeah. Ty and I are on, you know, I get on my soapbox, and I tell you, that 2 hours went by so fast. It was just insane. We needed a third hour yesterday.
TMB and Super D, so it was the Super D show yesterday. How cool is that?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but yeah, it was a good show. It was definitely a good show.
Well, listen, I'm getting a lot of feedback from the world, so to speak, you know, our listening audience, that they're really appreciative of our, let's say, balanced approach to this Ebola thing, that we haven't bought into the, or let's say we haven't fed into the hype, because there is real stuff associated with it, but to portray it as an end-of-the-world scenario is not, I don't think it's doing service to what's really happening here. Because we've been watching these agendas of these federal agencies and the pharmaceutical companies they pretend not to represent for many years. And they continue to have to battle for an increasing budget, which can only be done by increasing their perceived importance in the world by the people. And what better way now than, you know, capture the imagination of the people of America to be frightened of something going on that is so brutal and ugly and horrible, like that Ebola in Africa, and say somehow that it has really come here. And why do I say we're not feeding into the fear? Well, to some degree, there are those that are criticizing us and saying we're not being frightened enough. We're not speaking out to the fear enough. And I'm just looking at this thing Granted, from afar now, out on the West Coast here at Marlene's Mercandeli. By the way, welcome. You're welcome to come down if you're listening in the Seattle area. We'll be here all evening, all afternoon. After the show, I'll be broadcasting. After the broadcast, I'll be lecturing, I shall say, on gastrointestinal health. But we look at the CDC, and what is it? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, according to. Now, I've been, since this has started, I've seen in broadcast media, particularly the comedy shows and people wanting to be smart about this stuff, they have called the CDC everything but what it's supposed to be called. Now, I'm not jealous of that because we were probably one of the first ones to ever do that many years ago here, calling it the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, right? That's what we felt. Now, other folks are coming up with different names now. That's good. I'm glad of that because we need to see through what is happening here on this government level, that this is another power grab. This is another money grab. You've got to follow the money to understand what's happening. How could you get the public softened up to accept martial law? You can't do it with a Democrat president because there's too many Republicans. You can't do it with a Republican president because there's too many Democrats. So you have to say it's a nonpartisan virus. And that's what's playing out right now. And so Connecticut, the state of Connecticut, evidently the governor has decided to declare a public health emergency to prepare for quarantines. Now, I don't know, is there evidence of Ebola in Connecticut since I flew out to Washington yesterday, Superdon? Is Connecticut a hot zone?
No. In fact, the funny thing is in the news report that I grabbed that clip from,
mm-hmm.
They say that the governor has signed the emergency thing, and they're putting everybody on notice, but there is no Ebola in Connecticut. They're just doing it just to be careful.
Just to be careful, right?
Just in case, yeah.
Yeah, but how much money, how much efforts, how much stress are we ratcheting up based on something that doesn't even exist in Connecticut and likely will not? And even, as I've said here, thanks as well to John Rappaport, that the person that supposedly died of Ebola here in America that was diagnosed in the hospital in Dallas, they still will not reveal other than the fact that the CDC said that they used PCR to determine it was Ebola. One virus, one disease. And the reality is PCR is not a viable way to detect a pathogenic, well, in this case, virus, that is the cause, because you have to take fragments of unknown genetic material and amplify it hundreds of millions of times. You cannot, if it takes that much to find it, I don't know how clear I can be on this. If it takes amplifying unknown genetic material hundreds of millions of times to say you think you might have found it, how is it possible that that could be the cause of your illness, much less your death? If you have a real active viral infection, you can take the blood of a patient and you will find millions of replicant copies of that virus. It is not hard. You don't need to magnify anything. You can isolate it and show it. And so I think that's the one thing here, even for the new media and alternative media, I just don't hear much of that being discussed outside of what John and I am saying, unless I'm missing something somewhere, Super Don. I mean, I'm trying to say don't panic, and yet the media and even some of the new media is sort of going, yeah, we need to panic. What concerns me more is that the government will overreact and take away people's rights based on a phantom virus, just like the phantom retrovirus known as HIV. And that's why I wanted to come back to that. When Friedan or Frieden from CDC says this is like AIDS, that should tell you something. Because it means that they're scamming you. They're scamming all of us. If they're saying it's...
Well, I mean, listen. Here's the way I look at it. What better way can you cement in the fear and the agenda that these guys are trying to put forth than to stick the AIDS label on what's going on here? I mean, what are you talking about? You're talking about guaranteed acceptance by a huge, you know, cross-section of the population. You're talking about guaranteed funding, mm-hmm. guaranteed stigma. I mean, it's the perfect storm, you know, to apply
something. But that's the point that I'm trying to make, is that if we can learn from history, we can recognize that they've done nothing to address this except to promote a test that doesn't actually detect the retrovirus they claim causes the thing that it doesn't cause. You know, immune deficiency is real. As we've said, people are dying of something, but they're dying of the drugs that are being given to eradicate the virus that they can't detect with the test that it's named for. And so if he comes out and admits this, they're just boldly claiming, just try and do something about it. Because they recognize still the vast majority of Americans are not aware and awake enough to see through these pronouncements of virological diseases that are really toxicological. They're diseases of deficiency. They're diseases of people that have been dying in Africa for hundreds of years because of a lack of sanitation, sewage, hygiene, nutrition, selenium in the soil, etc. And, you know, here I am saying this, and it's all like that lone voice in our own wilderness saying, it is not something that you want to be panicking over, because then you will just, you'll disconnect from your higher powers of cognition. And when somebody in authority says, boo, there's Ebola, you'll likely freak out, and you'll be just funneled right in like cattle into getting some sort of experimental vaccine or medication that also does not work, but could precipitate the very disease that they're claiming to want to prevent. And they'll say, see, it's growing, it's going out of control, it's out of control. Just like the gay men in the late 80s and 90s that were being slaughtered by AZT. They were killed by the very drug, and they claimed, oh, these people are dying from AIDS. No, they were being killed by the treatment, by a chemotherapy drug that was so toxic it was killing cancer patients. In the 60s, they removed it from the market, and they said, hey, we got a great target. Let's give it to these people that we say have AIDS. And so if they haven't changed their behavior, which they haven't, the zebra doesn't change its stripes, CDC is doing what it's always done, Tom Friedman is doing just what Julie Gerberding did before him to ensure their survival, to ensure that their budget goes up, and then the Republicans fall in lockstep too, as if, like you said, with the Hegelian dialect. You think the Democrats are different than the Republicans here? No, not at all. What are they doing? The party of small government, supposedly? They just released $750 million in funding to the Pentagon.
The Pentagon.
Yeah, the Pentagon. To fight a virus that may not be the cause of the things that you're worried about happening here.
Is that what they're calling the CDC now?
The Pentagon, yes.
Oh, okay.
But who has been saying that the Pentagon operates just like it's an allopathic doctor? Or an allopathic doctor is behaving just as if it were the Pentagon. It's always about war. Yeah. These people only see the world through the lens of war. How do we kill it? No. You need to ask the question is, how do we live? How do we live healthily? How do we thrive? Not only just survive, but how do we thrive? We eliminate this level of fear-mongering coming from government, pharmaceutical authorities, and those that are taking advantage of this power grab and money grab to redirect funds that could be done for real health instead to really frighten people into more disease. We got a question of the day on Lyme disease coming up after this break. Stick around. You listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing nothing for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right, live from Marlene's Market and Deli in Federal Way, Washington, Seattle, Tacoma area. And you can come on down. We're going to be doing a lecture here on gastrointestinal health and more after the show. So if you're listening in the Pacific, what do they call this, Northwest? Puget Sound Arena. Right. Come on down, fight the traffic. Good luck getting here. But we are already here. Super Don's in the studio. So we're a total Pacific Northwest show today because Super Don's in Southern Oregon, Klamath, and I'm here in Federal Way, Washington. Very cool. And we were, you know, we're just talking about the Ebola issue, and you know, we're calling Ebola BS on a lot of this stuff. And the fear mongering that they're sending out there is coming largely from the CDC. The incompetence is coming from within the allopathic medical community, and they want to ratchet this fear up so that you will succumb and will, you know, to either drugs, vaccines, or some form of medical martial law. And in the meantime, what we'll focus on is really keeping you healthy and preventing any such manifestation. But as I said, if you burn out your adrenals and you believe this is real, you have the power to create this in your body, in your health, in your life. That's why is that Izzy?
Yeah, see, every
time I say something really good, Izzy the dog says, yes, you tell him, Robert. And, you know, the point is of creation, the power of creation, the ability to create health is as powerful as the ability to create disease. But we're just as a species seemingly more willing to create disease by falling prey to lies coming from officials. You know, that's why Liam Sheff wrote Official Stories to help us see through that. So we're going to continue with this. If you want to call us up, we are live, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. Of course, streaming live through our syndicator, GCN, and naturalnewsradio.com, and then around the world through other sources. And, of course, podcasting after the fact for free all over the place. Thanks as well to Jerry Doyle and Epic Times for sending this out as well through the podcast world. Now, at this point, do we have a question of the day, Super Don? Do we want to do something like that?
Sure, why not?
That'd be a maybe a yes, I'm thinking.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
We do have a question of the day. This one comes from Taffy. Out here it's saltwater Taffy for sure. Taffy says, I'm hooked on your show, RSB, and thank you for all you and Super D have to offer. You have become not Super Don, but now you're Super D. How about that? The power of TMB to change you into Super D.
I don't know if I like Super. I don't know if I like the abbreviated version. I mean, I kind of do. But.
That's the rap version of you, Super D. So she's appreciative of you too, all of that, and our terrific guests. She says she's enrolled in a homeopathy course in Boston area, and that's exciting. She doesn't like allopathic medicine for the most part. Well. What about the least part? Is she enrolled in that? Let's see. I was wondering if you could ask Dr. Batar. Well, maybe I'll do that next week, but you're going to ask me now. She says, I had a TD vaccine. TD, tetanus diphtheria vaccine. I don't think it was the acellular pertussis that she said it was just TD.
That's just tetanus and diphtheria.
Yeah, and the ER told me I needed one due to a thorn in my finger. Those lying bastards. Can I say that? That is an absolute lie. You get a thorn in your... How many times do you get a thorn in your finger? You don't go out and get a TD vaccine. That's nonsense.
I thought tetanus was metal-related.
Well, no. The thing is, tetanus isn't even metal-related necessarily. They say if you step on a rusty nail, you should get a tetanus shot. No, only if the rusty nail is coated in feces. Rust does not cause tetanus. Oxidized metal does not cause tetanus.
Diehard. You just cleared something up for me because I always thought it had something to do with rusty metal.
That's what they want you to believe. It's not. If that rusty nail, or after you step on that rusty nail, you step on a cow patty, that's a problem. But even then, I would use silver. I would use silver to flood the body and the wound and homeopathic medicine to address that. Anyway, so Taffy says a week later she came down with supposedly Lyme disease. A week after she gets the shot, she now has Lyme disease. Isn't that interesting?
That's just coincidence.
No, of course it is.
You're such a conspiracy theorist, I swear.
No, I'm telling you, how many of these Lyme cases are actually vaccine related?
Had nothing to do with a tick bite.
I know you are. I know you are. So she's working, trying to figure this out, and another doctor, Diggleson in California, said she didn't have Lyme. And diagnosed her with something else, and she went home with some homeopathic remedies. Well, that's good. She had a hair analysis, and it says she's not metabolizing calcium. Everything else was in range. But she's worried about the TD vaccine disrupting the calcium metabolism. You know what you need to do? You need to get a vaccinosis formula. Like there's a vaccinosis formula. King Bio has it, and you just call them up. They're at 800-543-3245 during the week. And undo that and detoxify from whatever the heck else was in that vaccine, okay? Am I ever up in the New England area? Sometimes. I'll let you know next time I get up there. All right, next. Orthorexia, a real disease, or do I just like to eat well?
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott. He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell. This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Boy, oh boy, I am in a good place for orthorexia. I flew in to Seattle yesterday, got in late afternoon, had to fight traffic going all the way around to a place called Squim. It's spelled Sequim, right? Squim. And a beautiful, you know, harbor town, lots of nice folks we met there. And there was a restaurant, like a wood fire or some kind of grill, and it was all farm to table, all organic, super done. It was an orthorexic's dream. And I heard that you and TMB made fun of me yesterday when I wasn't on the air. Is that true?
No.
Did you? Because I like to eat organic food? Is that
no,
true?
It was a compliment. We were trying to think of somebody that would, you know, that would be like the, you know, the quintessential orthorexic. And Ty said, you know, that you were a good example, but it was a compliment.
But, I mean, I think the way they try to discount people that want to eat healthy by calling it a psychiatric disorder like orthorexia and saying,
Oh, indeed,
it's an obsession. It's not right. You don't like pesticides. And so somehow if you embrace pesticides, that's healthy. I mean, do you see how warped the medical profession is?
Right.
To try and twist a person who wants to eat well, eat healthy. Here I am at Marlene's Market and Deli, organic juices, organic foods, and they want to claim that's a psychiatric disorder to want to eat this way. How desperate are those folks?
Yeah.
Now, I had a meal that was just so extraordinary, and it was late at night because I didn't have any other option, and I had zero indigestion. I mean, normally I wouldn't want to eat that late, but it was like I had to have something in me for the next day to get ready, and I went to bed, slept like a baby, and the food was so good, was so incredibly good. And I'm telling you that the quality matters. And then I did a training for a group up there, and I wasn't in control of where it was, just at a regular place. They had a nice breakfast, and one of the guys that I'm traveling with, he ate, the good food, and then he ate the food this morning. He said, I don't feel as good. And it's like the food matters. But I didn't know the food mattered because my whole life, for the first 18, 19, 20, 21, how many years did I eat the standard American diet? It was all that I knew. So when you don't know different and people try to tell you the food matters, like, well, no, I don't know. I've just been eating the same way all the time. What do you mean? Or people that will say that they got sick at the age of 40. I don't know why I got sick. I've been eating this way my whole life.
Right.
That's the point. But again, right. It plays itself out differently at different ages because everybody has a different strengths and weaknesses. So orthorexia, is it a healthy eating obsession for me? I mean, am I obsessed, Super Don? Because I'd rather fast than eat garbage. Is that
obsession? Oh, I know. I've seen it. I've seen it firsthand, actually.
Yeah.
And, I mean, for somebody like me, I actually admire it. It's really, it's a goal, that I think a lot of people should strive for and probably do strive for. But the problem is we're looking at a label.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with this label is that it casts way too big of
a net.
Because you've got people like you that are just they're smart, they're educated, they're concerned about their health, and they know what's good and bad. Then you've got people who, yes, they do take it to an extreme. They do. And so, you have to be able to, differentiate between the true disorder.
Right.
And just people that are health conscious, and unfortunately they haven't done that yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, look, am I to say that there's never somebody who has a genuine eating disorder? I know in my own family I've seen, real anorexia and bulimia. I've seen it firsthand. But orthorexia? I mean, how do you define it? Is it a psychiatric drug disorder? Does it rise to the level of Prozac? Where there is no such thing as a Prozac deficiency in the body. They can't measure on a test imbalances in the brain to say you have a chemical imbalance and serotonin is a problem. They don't know. It's absolutely non-science and nonsense, but very dangerous. So, that's why we do tend to joke about the term orthorexia, because I think it's absurd. It's not that there's never been somebody obsessed about it, but if anybody's obsessed about it, I would say I am,
Are you obsessed to the point that you refuse to socialize with people, that you just flat out just don't eat and you're losing weight and you're malnourished because you're afraid of what might be in the food?
No, I guess I don't do that.
Okay, that is the extreme we're talking about that fits, I think, in that category.
Right. But look, I just don't want people to be drugged over something like that. If there is a problem, it's probably serious mineral imbalances, toxicological issues, essential fatty acid deficiencies. Get them on some CBD, for the stress and the anxiety. Cannabidiol from the industrial hemp plant. By the way, we're in Washington State, which I think followed Colorado's lead and completely legalized that plant, cannabis. Is that right? Here in Washington?
Yeah, there's some small differences, but yeah, they're state number two.
And I have yet to find somebody in since I've gotten here yesterday that appears in any way, shape, or form stoned or out of sorts. I don't know what's going on.
Not walking around eating Cheetos?
Well, maybe one guy in the audience here, he says. Maybe he is. But he's probably using it for good purposes if that's the case. So, it's an interesting thing here. We've got a lot of craziness in this world, but it's not coming from people who are wanting to obsess over food that's clean, I don't think. I think we need more people to obsess over cleanliness of food. because, you know, the poisoning of the food supply has been so complete, and it continues now with Monsanto and GMOs. But, I mean, let's just say they were, you know, targeting a woman to say, oh, you're out of sorts, you're orthorexic or borderline orthorexic, you just need to eat some of these pesticide-laden foods and just chill out, right?
Right.
Then there's a story here. Healthy lifestyle may halve stroke risk for women. That means cut in half. In other words, if you're going to eat healthier and live a healthier lifestyle, you have a 50% reduction in the risk of stroke. How's that? Does that mean, you know, if a woman wants to reduce her stroke risk by half and she starts eating clean organic food, that the psychiatric profession is going to go after her because it's irrational to want to reduce your stroke risk by half by eating healthier, by living a healthier lifestyle?
I think the potential is definitely there. And I mean, this is interesting. I when I first saw this, I was thinking, well, okay, this could be kind of a moment of duh because, listen, I mean, if you eat a healthy lifestyle, you live a healthy lifestyle,
right,
it's going to dramatically cut the risk of getting all kinds of conditions and diseases. But they were focused in on stroke on this particular study. But I'll tell you what, the one thing that kind of surprised me.
Yes.
In this study, they were looking at women in Sweden. This is where the study took place. And the healthy lifestyle included a heart-healthy diet, not smoking cigarettes, keeping moderately active for at least 40 minutes a day, maintaining a BMI below 25, and then it included having between 3 and 9 alcoholic drinks per week.
Wow. So these women could still drink and they still had a 54% lower risk of stroke if they lived a healthy lifestyle. Amazing
they put
guy.
Into the healthy lifestyle here, consuming between 3 and 9 alcoholic drinks per week. I was kind of surprised by that.
Well, you know, it makes sense because we can metabolize alcohol. In fact, you produce alcohol during the Krebs cycle of digestion. So it's not like it's a foreign toxin. You can take it to excess. There's no question about it. But, I mean, these are the so-called paradoxes of people who will drink wine and yet they'll be healthy, right? We're not talking about to an alcoholic level, but we have a metabolic pathway to address that. If your liver is healthy because you haven't, you know, just slaughtered it with pesticides with every meal, you're going to have the ability, you may have selenium enough to make glutathione to bind out the bad guys and detoxify. You know, my mom at 80 is on zero FDA-approved pharmaceutical medication, zero. She goes out dancing every night of the week that she can. She eats largely organic. She's probably not as obsessed, if I use that word, about it as I am. But yet at 80, she's just cranking. She's doing well. Now, she had a healthier starting point in her life at the time when she grew up, even though she had a hard life growing up in Palestine, which then became Israel. But the food was organic and clean. And I grew up in an era where the food had already been largely contaminated with pesticides, DDT being one of those things. And many others since then, and the children now, much worse off in what they're being exposed to if their families are not aware. Now, I go out and I talk and I lecture. I'm going to lecture tonight here at the Marlene's Market Deli in Federal Way, Washington. And I talk about my own children as well. You know, they benefit from my suffering. It's just like we try to make it better for our children. And I don't look at it from an economic thing because, you know, a lot of folks will say, well, I want my kids to do better off economically. You know, I just want them to be healthy and happy, however that is defined by them. But I'm not going to contribute to the down spiral of physiological bad health because I know too much. So we've fed them organic foods, but we have allowed them to have organic junk foods occasionally so we're not obsessed in only doing bean sprouts and tofu with them. So they have a pretty normal American diet from one standpoint that they can eat things that look similar to the things their friends eat, but they happen to be the organic quality. And look, they have not been vaccinated. They have never once had an antibiotic, not because I didn't think at one point or another that maybe we would need to resort to it, but because I had the tools to address it. And I addressed it successfully with homeopathic medicine, with the silver hydrosol. How many kids in America, age 14, age 9, have not had one antibiotic? Again, I'm not saying on this radio show that I would never have it happen, allow them to have it if I felt it were necessary. But we haven't hit that point. So why do it? Yet every child, I don't think I told you this story, Super Don. On the way out here yesterday, the coolest thing happened on the bus ride from the airport parking lot, the remote parking lot to the airport.
Yep.
Got on the bus. It was filled with a bunch of people, looked like an older husband and wife that were traveling, the bus driver, somebody else to my left, and then a young mother and her infant daughter in a stroller. And she just was talking to who she was sitting with that they were having to give her another antibiotic. She has allergies already. She's on Singulair and Advair. I'm thinking, this infant, they're poisoning this infant. And she said they has an ear infection, and the doctor has prescribed another antibiotic. And the spirit moved me, and I said, do you know most earaches will clear without antibiotics, just of their own accord? She says, yeah, I've heard that. I don't want to do the antibiotic. So I proceeded to tell her exactly what to do, including the silver. And before I knew it, everybody on the bus has asked me questions about their own health. They're all going to get Unlock the Power to Heal, the book, which I have here. And, you know, because even the bus driver was like, dude, do you think you can help me with this? Sure, no problem. But the coolest thing of everything there, Superdome, I looked into the eyes of this child. This child looked at me. We locked eyes. And it was as if this child said to me, thank you. Thank you. And,
wow,
and it,
cool.
It really felt that message, because that life, that child's life may have been changed for the better in that moment. She was going to go out and get some sovereign silver and change for the better. And I told her also about healing the gut. We'll get into that as well. Listen, speaking of ears, have you ever had an itchy ear? I certainly have. I would not want to find that this is the cause of it. This would be kind of frightening, but it's a good Halloween story. Be on the lookout. What's in your ear when we come back on the Robert Scott Bell Show, live from Marley's Market in Federal Way, Washington.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, What do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Live from Marlene's Market in Federal Way. And, of course, they got a store in Tacoma, Washington, Seattle area. And you still have time to come on down through traffic after the broadcast today. We'll be speaking to you, a live lecture, questions, answers. I've got books, Unlock the Power to Heal, available here. We'll be signing them as well. We'll be doing some silver shots. It'll be happy hour. Not the injectable kind, the kind that you'll shoot in a little cup. Looks like a communion cup.
Wait, that'll be fun.
What?
Not the injectable kind?
Well, you know, if you say silver shots, people might misunderstand what you're saying.
I have never gone to a happy hour where they were injecting anything.
Yeah, you just wait till the CDC runs your bar, right? It's coming, you know, every to a bar near you.
It's happy hour. Two flu shots for one.
Two for one Ebola shots. That's where I'm going with this. Yeah, so. Anyway, ear health, big issue. I had so many ear infections in my young life, had to overcome a lot myself. Speaking about the ear, the little baby's ear that we were talking about. And by the way, homeopathic capsicum, which is one of the, it's like the cayenne pepper, the pepper, is a great remedy for infants homeopathically for ear infection. Of course, dropping the silver in the ear is also good. Although I don't know if this would count in this case, because you found a really interesting story about a man who complained of an itch. How long was this thing going on, this guy? It was in India, of all places. Was this going on for years, months, days, hours? How long did this go on? This is wild.
You know, I don't think if you've got a continuous itch in your ear that it has to go on for very long before you're going to start getting sick of it. You're going to want to try and find out what's going on.
Yeah. Well, I almost don't want to know what they found in his ear. Do you know? Do we have any audio? Does we have something that can reveal what was in this guy's ear?
When you wish upon a star.
What, a Disney movie?
No difference who you are.
Oh, who this is, right?
This is Jiminy Cricket. Jiminy Cricket was in his ear?
Indeed. It was.
I love this. Oh, come on, man.
A 3-inch cricket was in the guy's ear.
How do you. A 3-inch
cricket?
Not
dead. It was alive.
Couldn't he hear the cricket chirping at very loud?
You know what? Forget about here. Imagine a 3-inch. How do you not know a 3-inch cricket is in your ear?
In India?
I mean, how big was this guy's ears? He must have had, you know, speaking of Disney, maybe he was Dumbo. Maybe in Dumbo's ear it would be hard to find a 3-inch cricket. Are you kidding me? Three inches?
Now, I wonder. You know, it'd be weird because I love the Harmony Cone ear candles. I recommend them. Like, if anybody does, like, puts the sovereign silver in their ear for any kind of earache or anything like that, I usually say follow it up with an ear candle. First of all, or foremost, if you put the silver in your ear and a cricket swims out, there's another problem. But if you put the ear candle in and you smoke it out, so this is a new technique for smoking out insects from your ear, crickets in particular. Thankfully, it was a cricket and not something worse. Because
I'm still just dumbfounded here at how a... I mean, 3 inches, that's not small.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine 3 inches, a cricket.
That's huge.
First of all, how does it crawl into your ear without you knowing about it? How can it exist in the ear without you being able to see it?
Well, it crawled in when it was a little baby, and it liked it. It took up residence in there, and it grew.
Maybe it grew up in his ear canal. I don't know.
Right? Earwax for lunch and dinner. Yuck. Oh, gross. So everybody, ear candle, and no crickets will live in your ear, all right? Just giving you a heads up, a tip there. Harmony Cone has the greatest ear candles we got. Yeah.
Interesting little tidbit that they throw in this article. Do you know what the most common type of bug is to infest the human ear?
Well, don't they call them ear mites?
Cockroaches.
Come on, really? See, if it's a 3-inch cricket, I'm going to rename it. It's a palmetto cricket, just like the palmetto bugs in Florida, because they're the ones that can grab small children and fly away with them. That's how big the roaches are in Florida, particularly North Florida.
The type of bug to infest the human ear is the cockroach.
Wow. I'm just totally grossed out here. I don't know if I'm going to have an appetite the rest of the night, but I'm going to be hungry later. I'll forget about it. The thing is about CBD, if you take enough of the CBD, you can forget things you don't want to remember. And that's a good thing. Remember the controversy about cannabidiol, one of the cannabinoids of the industrial hemp plant, CBD is found in all strains of cannabis, but they want to breed it lower for those that want to smoke it recreationally. But the good thing about cannabis, among many things, is that people who use it are less programmable. For some, that's a bad thing because they like to have people that are programmable. But if you want people who are not programmable, you don't have to be smoking it to get high, but even CBD, which doesn't get you high, can make you less susceptible to suggestion, to programming. And that, in my mind, that's a good thing. We don't need a bunch of robots here in America. We already got plenty of them. And they're not all in Washington, D.C. Anyway, hey, that's it for the first hour here. We got a whole other hour left at Marlene's Market and Deli before we start the lecture. I hope you'll come down and see me. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Next hour, we're going to talk medical kidnapping. If you ask for a second opinion, is that grounds to get your children taken away from you? The power to heal is still yours. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.